And then, did it sound like, shh? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. This is one of those days because I'm trying to keep everybody around to pack shoe boxes and eat pizza because I'm concerned that maybe I ordered too much pizza. And pizza's not the best thing for my eating plan at the moment, so I really want people to stay here and eat pizza, okay? But yesterday, we had something take place. And Betsy, you'll appreciate this. It has never happened in the history of Living Outreach Church. 26-year history. This has never happened before, and it happened yesterday. We had that fantastic celebration of Al St. Germain's life. All five of his boys were here. Hadn't been together in, I think, 22 years. Right, Roland? 30 years. Okay. 30 years. I'll go with 30 years. One of the boys thought so, anyway. And it was an awesome time, and it was wonderful. And people brought these great dishes, some good food. And every container that came to this church with food in it is actually out of the building yesterday afternoon. That's amazing. You know what I mean, don't you? Because churches don't ever have to buy silverware or, you know, containers because people just leave them. Leave them. Even with their names on them, they leave them. It's amazing. So a miracle happened yesterday. I was just like really impressed. That's awesome. So, glory to God. Good things. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we worship you and we love you. Wow, God. And I'd just like us to just start to get ready. Ready to take in. Father, that your word would get to penetrate our hearts, penetrate our minds. And like it says in James, that, you know, the implanting, the embedding of your word into our minds is able to save our souls, Father, and that your word would make its way into our heart. And God, we know that that doesn't take place without the working of the Holy Spirit. So we invite him to be our teacher. We open up our hearts and our minds to his insights and his understandings and his direction, and that he would bring the revelation and illuminate your word in our hearts and minds. And Father, just help me to say what you want me to say. And I'm just believing that it impacts people's lives and that they're able to go, wow, that was the day that that truth really hit my heart, hit my understanding. And then years down the road, they can look back and see a marked difference. God, because of your word and because of the working of your Holy Spirit and the truth your word brings and the truth the Holy Spirit leads us into. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. I got a quiz for you here in just a little bit. Most of you, if you've been here for any length of time, you've had this quiz before. And I'm going to give it to you again. And if you think you know the answer, you can raise your hand, but don't just say it out. We'll do it that way this time. But what I want to talk about is what we have compared to maybe what we don't have, what we have compared to maybe stuff that we have that we wish we didn't have. But I want to talk a lot about what we have. Look at what we have. Focus on what we have as opposed to what we maybe don't have, or as opposed to maybe what was different. And Jenny is going to help me and make some lists as we go on today, because I don't spell very good at all. I actually spell worse than I talk. Yeah. That's pretty bad. Yeah, that's okay. I consider the source. Anyway, she's going to help me, and I want us to think about and look at what we have. Talk about that and the impact that that'll have on our lives. But here's my quiz for you. I want you to think about, see if you can come up with the first scripture the first place in the Bible where God uses the word command directed towards man. What was that first command that he commanded men to do where the word command is used in the Bible? The first command. How many of you think you... Yeah, I think I got it. My wife, she knows because we were talking about it. Right? And you came, and you did, that's true, you did. You came up with it. How many of you think you got it? How many of you are not sure and you're like, I don't know if I want to say this, da-da-da-da-da. Carrie, what's yours? No, I'm not sure. Oh, you're not sure. Oh, okay, all right. But you know, Carrie, I got to tell you, it is so nice to see you here this morning. It is so cool. I was standing in the back, and years ago, Carrie was on the worship team, and, you know, I don't know, she had a stationary mic, but it would be like, you know, you couldn't hear everything that was, because she's not right behind the mic all the time, but she's bringing life and life more abundantly. So back there, we both got to 2 feet for dancing. Amen. So, but what that first time, take your Bibles, I'll give you, it's in Genesis. It's in Genesis. And generally, people don't get it. When I first started asking that question, I didn't have anybody say to me what it was. No. You're in the neighborhood, but that was not it. Anybody else want to take a shot? Nope, the word command is in the verse. He told you, well, Rick would remember. So, Sherry. You're getting it. Amen. It's Genesis chapter 3. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 15 and 16. Genesis chapter 3, 15 and 16. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded, everybody say commanded. I mean, this is it. This is the first command. Everybody say the first command. I want us to get this. I really want us to get there because there's a huge point to come out of getting this. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong reference. Chapter 2, my bad. Genesis chapter 2, 15 and 16. I have it written down, I'm at the right place, and I say it wrong. Jeez. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Everybody say command again. And now say freely eat. And then as we go on and we keep reading the next verse, verse 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you will surely die. But catch this, the first command was to do what? And to eat from where? Every tree. Every tree, eat from every tree. I wonder how many trees there were. Lots, a bunch. Just an incredible, massive, I wonder, you know, and I've had this thought and I've shared this before. I wonder if Adam and Eve had gotten to every tree before they ate of this one. How many of you think they got to every tree? Wow. What are some takeaways out of that for me? God has got so much that he has for us to partake of. He's got so much that he wants us to enjoy. And we ought to put our focus on all the provision, all that he has for us, all that he's already done for us, to get our eyes on that provision, to keep our eyes focused on that, because you can be guaranteed and assured that the enemy is going to be out there trying to say, but look over here. Anybody ever had to deal with look over here. Well, what about this? What about, you know, he's going to work really hard. So it's imperative for us to take our focus and whoop, put it on what the Father has already provided. To just make a list of that. And one of my heart's desire is that you would do that in your life. That you would actually get a piece of paper and a pencil out, or you would get your phone out, and in your phone where it says notes or reminders, you would just put a list. Start building a list of all that the Father has provided you with. Everything he's given to you. You know, just look at that list and just make note of it. I've got a number of scriptures I'd like to turn to. And there's something else in here that's rather fascinating to me. I don't want to move away too fast, so I'll look at this while I'm here. But I just think it's interesting. God is so interesting. Turn and look at somebody and say, God is so interesting. You know, but just back up in this chapter before we move on. And I'd just like to read verses 11 and 12. It's just interesting. The name of the first, this is the names of the rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Hivlah, where there is gold. Everybody say, where there is gold. What's there? Gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx are there. Why is the scripture pointing out where the gold is? Because Eve is on the way. Amen. And Adam's going to, he's going to do jewelry work. He's going to have something to give that lady. Amen. But don't you just think it's kind of interesting that the scripture would point out where the gold was? Why? Because God loves to give. Because God has so much for us. And I remember a long time ago, I thought about the Garden of Eden and what it was like and the relationship that God and Adam had and God and Eve had. And just, you know, we were created to be creative. That's part of what we get to do. We get to create things. We get to build things. We get to use our imagination. There's poetry and there's songs and there's paintings and there's carvings and there's buildings and there's furniture. And we just get to be creative. And I wouldn't be surprised if this happened, that God's in the garden one day and Eve hears him and Eve comes running up to him and she's going, Dad, Dad. Check this out. Look at this. Adam made this for me. And she is showing him this beautiful piece of jewelry. I don't know if it happened. I don't know if it didn't happen. But I know God created us to be creative. I just think it's so cool. You know, there's so much. Turn and look at somebody and say, there's so much. Oh, if we were to focus on the so much of what there is. Okay, now, take and go with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and Romans chapter 8. Ephesians 1 and Romans 8. Y'all doing good? How many of you are working on that list right now? No, Pastor, I'm not working on that list right now. I'm listening to you. This is so good. I'm just tuned into what you're saying. I'll take care of that list later. All right, I like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and Romans chapter 8. Just two quick verses here. Ephesians 1:3. On Saturday morning, men's group has been doing a study on the book of Ephesians, and I think it took us about 2 months to get through chapter 1. We almost made it out of chapter 2 last week. But we're digging. But in verse 3 it said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say the next three words with me if you would please. Who has blessed? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has, it's
It's past tense, right? Who has blessed us. Well, can I ask you a question? If God blesses you, are you blessed? So how many of you in here are blessed? Man, I'm blessed. You're blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. That's what God did to Abraham. He blessed him to be a blessing. How many of you know we're in that covenant? Blessed to be a blessing. I want to keep going. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You know what? I challenge you to explore those blessings. There's a verse of scripture. I won't turn to it, but it says, all of the promises in him are yes and amen. Here's a question. How many of those blessings have you explored? How many of those blessings have you eaten of? Or how many times does the enemy try to get your focus over here on what you don't have? Or what you do have in your life that you wish you didn't have in your life? I mean, are we done exploring all the blessings yet? Are we done digging up all the gold yet? All the jewels, all the precious stones? We're not done yet, folks. Turn to look at someone and say, keep digging. He has blessed us. He has blessed us. He has blessed you. He has blessed me. Amen. I'm blessed. I remember Brian met this guy. He's a biker guy. He got a good sized belly on him. Nothing like me at all. So anyway, he's got this nice sized belly here and there talking about being blessed. And pretty soon the guy just pulled his shirt up. And a big old belly sticking out here. And across the top part, the shelf of his belly, that's, you know, yeah, thank you. You got that. That's about right. It just says, was it blessed? Blessed and highly favored, just tattooed right across his belly. Just blessed and highly favored, and he was proud of it. Yeah! Man, I'm blessed. My wife's blessed too that I don't have a tattoo on my big old belly. And you're all blessed that I'm keeping my shirt down. Betsy, you didn't have to attach that look with that statement. You should have seen the expression on her face, like, oh my. Oh, we're blessed. Look at that. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ? We haven't checked out all the trees yet. We still got more trees to check out. Now back up with me to Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. This one gets me. This verse of scripture just gets me if we meditate on these things and think about these things. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many things? How do we get them? Freely. Okay. How blessed are you? It's hard to put it into one word, isn't it? How many of us know he did not spare his own son? But he did deliver him up for us all. And when he delivered him up for us all, what did he do for us? What else did he give us? Also freely gave us all things. Thank you, God. You know, it would do us good to look at that list, wouldn't it? Of the things that we have, of the blessings that we have. Psalms 103. Psalms 103 and Psalm 68, okay? How many of you are working on that list in your head a little bit? Because you're going to get us, help us make a list up here. Psalms 103, and this is like one of Dick Duncan's favorite verses of scripture. He brings it up a lot. Psalms 103 and then Psalm 68. Glory to God. Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know what? If you're going to be able to remember all his benefits, you got to know what all those benefits are. Amen? So how many of you know we got some things to do when it comes to finding out what all those benefits are? We got some fruit to eat off some more trees. Amen? If you'll let me stick with that today. We got some more fruit to eat. We got some more promises to find out. We got some more blessings to explore. We got some more gold to dig up. And the more we keep us our focus on that, boy, there's some good stuff that happens. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities. Somebody say, forgives all your iniquities. How many? How many? So how many are hanging around? They're all forgiven. But what could cause them? What? Who would like to have you look at them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the enemy. Hey, look over here. No! No! I'm not looking over there. No! I'm not going there. No! I'm looking here. I'm focusing on all of this stuff. There's plenty to keep me busy for a lifetime. Forget not all of his benefits. Who heals, who forgives all my iniquities. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our unrighteousness, to all of our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whew. Oh, happy day. You know, I sinned last night. I did. And I'm forgiven this morning. I'm in absolutely right standing with the Father. Am I the only one that sinned since last Sunday? Probably not. But did everybody automatically sin? No. Thank God for his forgiveness. Thank him for his forgiveness. Who forgives all our iniquities. Who heals all our diseases. You know, I said this a number of months ago, just as much as all of my iniquities are forgiven, equally so, all of my ailments are healed. Equally so. They both came through the same covenant. They both came through the same Lord Jesus. They both came through the same broken body. Just as sure as one is mine, the other is mine. Just as sure as one is yours, the other is yours. Amen. And settle for nothing less. Settle for nothing less. Heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Wow. I never thought about this before, but how many of you know you're walking around with a crown? Yeah, y'all got a crown. Crown of what? Loving kindness and tender mercies. I'm having fun. So, you ever watch them? I like these kind of shows, the old shows with the knights and the swords and the armor and all that stuff. You ever watch those kind of movies? Anybody besides me? I'm sure there's some other folks in here. You like watching them? So what's the big deal when the one king dies and the next king comes in? How many of you have seen the scene where they take that crown? And they move that crown from this man to this man. And what happens? Everything this man carried, this man now carries. What do you carry? You're crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies. I wonder, we ought to just walk around seeing people with crowns on. Just the realization that there's loving kindness and tender mercies for each and every one of us. Oh man, if we start making this list of blessings, what else is there? I don't want to quit yet. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, that your youth may be renewed like the eagle. Psalm 68:19. I love this verse of scripture. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. What does he do daily? He daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation. To the God, the Lord, belongs, escapes from death. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. You know what? How many of you have ever heard an empty trailer going down the road? You ever hear an empty trailer? It's just going down the road. What does that empty trailer do? It rattles. It makes noise. It's obnoxious. Amen. It's clamoring and all this. You know what? Don't be an empty trailer. Go get loaded. Rod's want to make sure that gets slipped in there because he's not sure I might forget to finish the statement, right? I have a habit of not finishing stories, Ron has told me. Yeah, but he daily load us with benefits. You know, you ever seen empty, you know, I guess I could put it, empty Christians? Boy, they make a lot of noise. They make a lot of complaining. A lot of griping, a lot of moaning. They're surely not going, blessed and highly favored. You know, they're grumbling about something. Amen? I want to get loaded daily. And go around and just be blessed. You know why? Because then I can dump it on somebody. Just all blessed and get around somebody and go, you could use this. Just bless them. Sounds good, doesn't it? You know what? It's more blessed. It's better to give than to receive. We love giving. But, you know, here's a phrase. What have you given away that you didn't first receive? Nothing. Everything you give away, you receive. Go figure out that list of blessings. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Isaiah. No. Hosea. And I want you to put a marker here. Hosea. I'm going to want chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4. I'm going to make a little shift here in our Hosea chapter 4. You know, more and more people are using your cell phones, aren't you? You know how I can tell? I don't hear as many pages turning. See, because that's how preachers would know when everybody was getting there. The pages would stop turning. We could hear that. No, seriously, it's true. But now you can't hear whether pages are turning or not, and you don't know if everybody's there. And I think on one of my Bible apps on my phone, when I turn the page, it makes the sound. Yeah, and you can kind of see the paper roll on the screen. So they're doing that just for us preachers. Huh? No, Scott. Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Put a marker here. We'll come back and look at some more stuff, but I just want to put something out here. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Going to just read the first part. We'll come back to the second part, okay? Notice what that first part says. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I think it's a fascinating verse of scripture because it says really clearly why God's people end up getting destroyed. It's for a lack of knowledge. It's for a lack of knowledge. Part of it, they don't know what they have. They don't know what belongs to them. They don't know. And one of the things that happens is people sometimes forget. They hindered the Holy One of Israel. How? In that they did not remember his great power. And if you think about it, what he's making reference to is when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And all that he did, they forgot. They didn't remember his great power, and then he was hindered from working in their lives to the degree that he wanted to. I don't want to hinder God. So I'd like us to do something. Jenny, will you come on up here? Will you help now? This is where you all get to work. Thank you, Scott. Amen. I want you to help me write a list. You're going to help Jenny. See, I told you, I'm not doing the spelling. There ain't no way. Now, I want us to write a list. We're going to put a list up here. And maybe just try to stay on this three quarters over here, because this list should be bigger. But help me out here. What are some of the things that you're blessed with? Okay, family. Dick says forgiveness. Deliverance. Okay. Salvation. Divine health. Healing. Okay. Truth. You're blessed with truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Who else? Come on. Money! I'm ready to break out in song again, you guys. You know the song. Okay, money. 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 No, never mind. That's okay, Jenny. That's okay. No. I don't even know what that is, but okay. How do you spell it? someone else, come on. We're not done yet.
Freedom.
Huh? Now, what are you blessed with? Oh, your mother praying for you. Prayer from others? Okay, there we go. People praying for you. You're blessed with other people. Got it. Okay. What else? Huh? Peace. Carry. Peace. Like a river. What else? Joy. Righteousness. Kindness. Should we slow down? She's abbreviating. She's texting. What are some others? Propane. Amen. Amen. Cars. My head just rolling. What? Yeah, he would find us worthy. He would trust us. Amen. Mercy. Diana. Diana. Vaughn. What else are you thankful for? What else are you blessed with?